you've come too. Wonderful. Welcome here.
Tonight we have come to hear the angels and join the shepherds as we celebrate Jesus' birth.
We have come to see the star and join the wise men in bringing our gifts to the manger.
It's not just a 2,000-year-old story. If we come here ready to worship him, Jesus will come to us tonight, the same way as the shepherds and the wise men. He fills us with love, joy, peace, and hope, and changes our lives.
Are you ready? Then let's pray.
Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to be born in Bethlehem, because you love us so much. Thank you for making room at the manger for us tonight as we come to worship you. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten. Christos Rizdaietze. Joyeux Noël. Whatever language you say it in, it all means the same thing. And we wish you all God's blessings on this wonderful evening. I'm going to be reading tonight from Isaiah number 9, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of the land of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, for he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord God Almighty will accomplish this.
No manger, no crib for this bed. Jesus, no crying He makes. I love Thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is
sleep all day.
Shh, creep on your tiptoes.
Where is he?
Shh, speak softer.
Kneel down, look through the crack here by the door. He's in the far corner, laying in the manger, close to the lantern standing on the floor.
Yes, I can see him.
Oh, how small, how sweet.
Where did he come from? Why is he lying there?
Doesn't he have a real home? He has one in a bare manger.
My father says it's an angel that brought him.
An angel?
Yes, an angel. Out among the sheep, out on the hillside. My father kept his usual watch when suddenly a wondrous sound came. A sound of voices singing in the distance, and a great blaze of light shone all around.
Oh.
The King of Love is born on earth tonight. Go now to Bethlehem, and in a lowly stable you shall find a child laying in a manger for his cradle. This holy child is the hope of humankind.
He told this to my father.
What happened then?
Oh, then my father said, hundreds of shining angels sang on peace on earth and joy to every creature, till the whole sky was filled with heavenly music.
And then your father and the shepherds got up, you said. They came to the stable early in the morning and found the baby sleeping in the hay.
But why was he born in the stable if he really is a king?
A king should be born in a castle with soldiers and servants to bring splendid and beautiful things. He shouldn't be hidden in a shed with donkeys and oxen with only hay for his bed.
If I were a king, I'd like to be born in a cradle of hay in a shed.
I wouldn't. I think I'd be scared lying there when I was so helpless and small with all those horned oxen beside me.
Look! Down there! There are camels and men! Down there, at the end of the lane!
I see them. They're at the door of the Traveler's Inn. They're knocking again and again, but nobody is answering. Oh, there comes a man. They're asking him questions, I think.
Maybe they're looking for shelter and beds.
Or water for their camels to drink.
They're leaving their camels.
They're coming this way.
Oh, look at their beautiful things, their wonderful clothes.
They have crowns on their heads.
If they have crowns on their heads, they must be kings.
Must be the place we seek. There shines the star that we have followed all the way from eastern lands afar.
But where is the palace? Where are the guards? Where is all the joy and mirth that should be found when mighty kings are born on this earth?
This is strange, this lonely inn, the humble cattle shed. Surely no king would care to lie his head in this mean place.
But there is the star. He must be near. Look, the star stopped moving. Friends, the quest has ended. We have found the greatest treasure all people on earth can gain, God in their hearts, hope dwelling inside of them, and love their triumphs over human pain.
Let us return then to our orient lands, retrace our steps to
to our eastern home so far away. Let's go there and live in peace until the day we join our Father in heaven, when we will once again seek that star.
Here, boy, here's something for the tale you told.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And see that you spend it well, and keep this day in mind when you're an old man. Tell the younger people about a time when mighty king was born on this earth, and then you will say, I was there, and I saw him in his cradle when he was born.
What did he give you?
A gold penny.
How will you spend it?
What will you buy?
Sweets, maybe? Or a toy, perhaps?
Neither of those. I'm thinking of giving it to him, the baby asleep.
Yes, give it to him, the baby asleep.
I'd like to give something to him, but what should it be? Those men gave him jewels, poured out on the floor. They shone in the lamplight. They were beautiful. I watched them as I stood by the door. What can I give? Oh, my necklace of shells.
That isn't worth much.
It's worth nothing at all, but when you shake it, it tinkles like bells. The baby may like it, although it's so small.
I'll give my ribbon.
And I'll give the stone I found by the brook where I went canoeing. The water is made of all polished around. When the baby is older, he can roll it and play with it.
I'll give him my toy. Do you think I'll be able to reach the manger? I'll give him these flowers.
Come, let's go to him in the stable. Give him our presents and worship the king.
Child of the poor.
Take our presents, very small they are, we know, but please take them, just because we love you so.
Dear little baby, we wish you good night. Sleep, little sweet one, until it is light. Your mother and father will stay far away, so sleep, darling baby, until it is day.
Good night, little baby, good night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul
His name, all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise His holy name.
Since in that lonely cattle shed a newborn baby lay, and still the earth remembers the story of the first Christmas day.
The world is dark and oftentimes troubled. The rain of peace is too often absent from much of the earth. Yet once in every year, love dwells again in every mind. Human hearts and hands are kind as Christmastide draws near.
And through the gloom, a shining star tells where love and beauty are. This star still sheds its guiding light to lead us all through grief and pain to where a child is born again once more on Christmas night.
A child who came to earth for us from heaven above. He taught us how to live and love and die to give us life.
So come, all people, and bring your offerings to the newborn king. Put all your cares away, rejoicing that on earth below a child was born 2,000 years ago on that first Christmas day.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Join us in singing Joy to the World, number 318 in your blue hymnal. We will sing all four verses.
Thank you.
story. It's hard to believe God loves us so much.
The story is over for another year. So like the shepherds, we are invited to go home from here praising God and telling everyone about it.
Like the wise men, we go home different than we came.
We hope that you will leave here with joy the shepherds left, felt.
That you will have the peace that the angels promised.
And that you'll be filled with overflowing with the love that Christ child came to bring.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Well, there it is, the amazing story of God sending his love to us, profound in its simplicity. It seems appropriate that we hear the message from children every Christmas. We hear it through the openness and faith that only children can share. And so as we go back to celebrate our Christmas time together as families, or however you celebrate that, invite you to consider the way that Christ is reaching out to you in love. Like to thank in a special way Shauna and Christy and Jeff and all the children from the Sunday School Department for the amazing job that they've done. Would you join me in thanking them? I'd like to also thank Carol and Trudy, the choir, the soloists, and the accompanists for being our Christmas angels this year. Again, would you join me in thanking them? Several brief announcements before we pray and sing a song together. First of all, I'd like to mention that for those of you who get up early and have opened your gifts and would love to worship, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a service of lessons and carols where we read through the story and sing the Christmas carols. You're welcome to join us. Also like to ask that you please remain in your seats until the children and the choir have left, just to allow them to get to where they need to go without the congestion. And for those of you who are younger than having a driver's license or whatever, there'll be candy canes for you. Chris will be at the back and Perrin will be over here, so you'll all get your candy cane. Would you bow with me as we pray? Thank you, God, for this amazing Christmas gift. It doesn't require batteries. It doesn't go out of style. And it's good for all ages. Thank you for the love that you have reached out to give to us. We ask that this Christmas we would experience this in a profound way again. Amen.
Please join us in singing 193 in the hymnal. We'll sing two verses in German and then the first two in English and then the first two in German. Thank you.